GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The government remains committed to providing education for individual and family advancement as well as national development. One method through which it has sought to reinforce this goal is the improvement of schools. This is geared at increasing classroom spaces and ultimately the removal of the shift system. Several schools have had their facilities improved in recent months. We examine some of these on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on Friday, November 27, signed contracts valued at $64 million for expansion and rehabilitation of the Mandeville Primary and Junior High School in central Manchester. The project, jointly funded by the Government of Jamaica and the Caribbean Development Bank, will entail construction of a 12-classroom block with new bathrooms and facilities for increased access by persons with disabilities, as well as re-roofing and repainting of buildings. The project is slated for completion by mid-2016 and is expected to eliminate the double shift system.
This $64 million expansion is very timely. It is in keeping with the expansion program we have been rolling out in schools across Jamaica. I'm very pleased to be associated with this effort, which will benefit more than 2,000 students. Overall, more than 50,000 persons will benefit from the expansion of this school.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller also attended dedication ceremonies for new facilities at two other schools in Manchester. At Zion Hill Primary in the community of Bombay, the original school building was completely replaced, having deteriorated extensively over the years. The new facility, constructed at a cost of $20 million, will better accommodate students, teachers, and ancillary staff. At McIntosh Memorial Primary School, 8 additional classrooms have been constructed at a cost of approximately $25 million. The school is now better able to accommodate its 1,200 students.
To our contractor and the technical officers of the Ministry of Education, thank you for designing and completing this beautiful edifice. It is a job well done. We promise to cherish this building. We pledge to make it into an oasis of learning and a center of excellence.
Head boy at McIntosh Memorial Primary, John Wayne Sinclair.
Making adequate classrooms space available is vital for providing our young people with a good education. I am happy that the students now have better facilities that will improve teaching and learning.
Government has spent approximately $347 million since January to build over 2,000 additional classrooms at secondary schools in Manchester and St. Elizabeth. Approximately $200 million was spent to upgrade facilities at Bel Air and Mount St. Joseph's. Meanwhile, over at BB Coke High in St. Elizabeth, a new $40 million block will add 8 new classrooms to the school's compound. The block was officially opened on November 12. At Donald Quarry High in St. Andrew, 3 new classrooms were built at a cost of $12 million. This is the first phase of a long-term plan for the construction of a 3-story classroom block. An additional classroom block is to be built at the Norman Manley High School in St. Andrew, valued at approximately $50 million. Construction is scheduled to start in December, with a completion date set for March 2016. The new block will facilitate the removal of the double shift system by the end of the 2015-2016 academic year.
The shift system was well-intentioned to increase the number of high school places, but it interferes with the teaching and learning process. Students lose at least 1 hour of contact time with teachers every day.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Reverend Thwaites says the ministry remains steadfast in its efforts to level the playing field for the nation's schools and will continue to use its program of infrastructural upgrades to accomplish this objective.
And during this academic year, we are taking 36 schools, including Norman Manley, off shift, and the remainder will come thereafter. We are insistent that every high school, every primary school should have a full day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.